From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Greeks seem to be sharply divided over tomorrow's bailout referendum. Last night, tens of thousands turned out for rival rallies on the streets of Athens. Greece's prime minister is pushing for a rejection as a way to a better deal. Greece's international creditors, though, say a no vote will jeopardize Greece's euro membership. Banks in Greece are expected to reopen Tuesday, whatever the outcome of tomorrow's referendum on Greece's bailout, as the BBC's Joe Lynham reports.
One of the business lobby groups reckons there might only be 1 billion euros in cash in the entire Greek banking system. But for me, the photograph that emerged yesterday of a pensioner breaking down in tears in Thessalonica, Greece's second largest city, summed up for many the situation. This pensioner had gone from bank to bank trying to withdraw his wife's pension and been turned away at three separate banks. And when he was turned away at the fourth bank, he simply collapsed on the floor, weeping.
The BBC's Joe Lynham reporting from Greece there. As China nears opening a massive regional lending bank, Japan says it will be giving $6 billion worth of development aid to nations in Southeast Asia. From Tokyo, John Matthews reports that Japan's been active in seeking economic and political allies bordering its largest rival.
At a summit in Tokyo, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the funding will be given to what's called the Mekong Five, including Thailand and Vietnam, over the span of 3 years. Japan's railway and other infrastructure providers have long sought opportunities to do business in the region. The Mekong Five and other five Southeast Asian nations are set to form an economic community by the end of this year, and a bolstered infrastructure is expected to be crucial to any possible success. The arrangement is overshadowed, however, by a groundbreaking new Chinese regional lending bank and by Beijing's expansion into the South China Sea, an aspect that Abe and his counterparts expressed concerns over at the summit. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
On this Independence Day, President Obama is hosting a White House barbecue. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that several hundred service members and their families are expected.
President Obama noted in his weekly address, the Independence Day celebration at the White House is much like those held around the country, with burgers, hot dogs, family, and friends. Military guests will have a prime viewing spot for tonight's fireworks display over the National Mall.
On this most American of holidays, we remember that all who serve here at home and overseas represent what today is all about. And we remember that their families serve too. We are so grateful for their service and for their sacrifice.
The White House barbecue could be a damp one. The July 4th forecast in the nation's capital calls for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News. In New York City, the annual tribute to overindulgence returns today. Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest begins this hour. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Joey Chestnut will try to win for the ninth year in a row.
Every year, some of the world's best competitive eaters gather in Coney Island, Brooklyn on July 4th. But one of those competitors is in a class by himself.
Joey Chestnut looking to achieve the unachievable.
Last year, Chestnut downed 61 hot dogs in 10 minutes to take the $10,000 prize and mustard yellow belt back to California for an unprecedented eighth year in a row. But second-place finisher Matt Stoney hopes this is his year. The two have faced each other just once this season at a gyro eating contest in Houston, and it was Stoney who won, downing 24 gyros to Chestnut's 21. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Americans are also celebrating independence with music today. The U.S. Air Force Academy Band performing at Mount Rushmore. On the National Mall, the musical acts have been rehearsing for tonight's A Capitol 4th celebration. The Boston Pops will perform their traditional concert tonight in Boston. And although officials in New York City say there has been no specific or credible threat, the police department is stepping up security because of recent terror attacks overseas. Cycling's popular Tour de France is getting underway today, the first stage being held in the Dutch city of Utrecht. The defending champion is the Italian rider Vincenzo Nibali. Nibali rides for Team Astana, which is starting the tour amid questions over another rider's pre-race testing results. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.